Good morning, Melbourne Bird Vet. This is Maddie. Are you right to hold?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Melbourne Bird Veterinary Clinic is the place to be for all your avian needs. If your pet has a beak, feathers and wings, our expert veterinarians are here for you. One of our friendly team will be with you in just a moment.
Hey, while you're waiting, jump online and check out our website. Just go to melbournebirdvet.com. See what we do, how we can help you, and book your next appointment. melbournebirdvet.com.
Our clinic is one of only two bird-only veterinary clinics in Australia and is the only bird-only veterinary clinic in Victoria. We offer avian surgery, new bird examinations, sessions with our behaviourist and annual wellness checks. Your birds are always welcome for any reproductive issues, parasites, diseases or cancers. Ask us about making an appointment when we return to the phone.
You'll find us at 1 George Street in Scoresby. Open 9 to 6 weekdays, 9 to 12 noon on Saturdays and 11 to 12 noon on Sundays. And you're always welcome at Melbourne Bird Veterinary Clinic.
At Melbourne Bird Veterinary Clinic, we believe in investing where it counts. From our state-of-the-art surgery to upskilling our dedicated team. With decades of specialised experience, your bird will...
Thank you for holding. How can I help you?
Oh, that's okay. I'm just after some advice. It's Linda Reed calling. I am a customer of yours.
Yep.
I have somehow inherited this big red Carno pigeon.
Okay, yep.
I don't know what to do with him. He runs wild, but he comes and sits on my doorstep every day. I feed him because there were three of them, and two, they came for out of nowhere, and for 4 or 5 weeks they come every day and
yep.
just sit on the roof, and then two of them have vanished, which... I don't want to think about what happened to them.
Yeah.
But this poor little one, he sits on my roof looking out all day, like he's looking for his friends to come.
Okay.
I think they were a family because there were three different sizes of them. I've done a bit of Googling, and it says that they're not very self-sufficient, which is why I started giving him some seeds and grains and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But what to do with him? I put on Facebook, I joined the Carnell Pigeon group, hoping to get someone that might want to come and take him and put him with others his kind.
Yeah.
But no one's responded. Do you know of anyone?
Well, the best thing, do you think you can catch him, or you need someone to
help? Oh, he's very friendly. He will come up to me, won't hand feed, and he won't let me pat him. But he runs to me when I come home. He's at my feet when I get out the car. He sits on my doormat all day long when it's raining and cold. At night, I don't know where he goes. He heads to the hills somewhere, but he's back first thing at light. So I could catch him quite easily, I think. But I want him to have a nice, humane home with another kind, the same.
Yeah. Well, there is the pigeon rescue, so we work with them a lot. They can be a bit hard to get onto sometimes. So if you're able to catch him, you can even bring... him here, and we'll obviously give him a bit of a check over before we like make sure everything's okay. No charge to you, and we kind of hopefully can get a hold of them to maybe try and rehome him, because they try really hard to rehome lots of pigeons because there's so many.
He's beautiful, but I don't know if he's a boy or a girl. I said to my husband, if I knew what he was, I would get another one.
And
let them roam free together. Because he's had so much freedom, I now worry about caging him somewhere.
There's a lot of pigeon keepers that have, like the big, big aviaries for them or the...
He's a beautiful being.
Yeah, they are gorgeous.
I worry because if I go away, which I'm hoping to do in November, although I haven't booked because of this pigeon, there's no one to feed him because I have to stand with him to feed him because otherwise the coffee sticks his food.
Too, because a lot of people don't like pigeons, so when they see friendly ones, that there's a lot of evil people out there as well.
Yeah, I know, and that's what worries me about the other two. They just didn't come back one day.
They may have found a new little spot to get fed and
I don't know, but he seems to search for them. He sits up on his tiptoes searching on the roof. So I didn't know there was such a thing as a pigeon rescue.
Yeah, they work through Facebook. They can be a bit, they're quite busy, so they can be a bit harder to get onto. You can feel free to try and contact them if you have Facebook. Otherwise, you can bring him here and we can hold him until, like, we contact Pigeon Rescue and... get some sort of carer and hopefully get him up for adoption.
And would someone tell me what happens to him? I've named him. I've named him Forrest Gump because he's really not smart.
Oh. Well, we can definitely, because we'd usually hold a pigeons for a day or two or longer, depending on, like, how long it takes to organise, like, contact with a rescue.
So he wouldn't be put down?
Unless there was something really wrong with him. It doesn't sound like there is.
He's quite healthy and happy.
Is he a big one? Is he quite big?
Yeah, he's quite big. I took some photos so that I could show interested. And maybe they could work out what he is. Whether I say he, I call all birds he because I have a he bird. But he could be a woman. I don't know.
Yeah, they're a bit hard. So hopefully what we would do when it gets handed off to the rescue, we usually, because when we get wild birds or stray birds brought in, we get the member of public to fill in a form with their contact details.
Yeah, I've done it before. I bought a Rosella in one.
Yeah, so we can always pass on those details. Usually, luckily with these guys that are a bit more of the fancier, like the not the usual pigeon-looking ones, they sometimes are a bit easier to adopt out.
Well, yeah, I looked them up. They're apparently a show bird, and some of them grow quite huge. And he is a beautiful being. I just love him to bits, but I just don't want another pet. But I don't want to have to worry about him being mistreated either because he's roamed free for so long now. It's been months.
Yeah. Well, you can definitely, what you can do, you can either, contact the Pigeon Rescue Melbourne, if you'd like, on Facebook, because you can send them pictures and stuff. Otherwise, if you're having trouble getting a response with them because they're quite busy, you can always give them a call and bring them in.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll start with that. Also, for my own personal thing, my little Konya needs his nails cut. Am I able to just call by and get that done?
We have a nurse available, so we pretty much can do those at any time as long as you call ahead.
The lady vet did him, the lady with the grey hair, she's just a doll, I love her. She did him last time because he had a consult and they have lasted for so long. I think it's the best nail trim you've ever had.
Yeah, Pat's beard is pretty good. We can definitely try to get as short as possible without causing a bleed. But
that's
not the Pat. We can always book it with the vet. There's just a bit harder to book in.
Does she do Saturdays?
Yeah, so she does do some Saturdays. Let's have a look.
If she could check his beak as well. He's got a bit of a beak issue.
Oh, okay, yeah. I don't know when... Yeah, she does. I think she does every, like, third Saturday or something. I'm not too sure what the roster is for the... Let me just have a look. Were you wanting to book your birdie?
Yeah, well, may as well do both. She can
check the roster and see when she's on. Do you mind holding for a moment?
Yeah, sure. Thank you.
Be in good hands with the highly qualified, caring and compassionate avian veterinarians at Melbourne Bird Veterinary Clinic.
Follow us on social media to see everything happening behind the scenes. Just search for Melbourne Vet Clinic on Facebook or Instagram. We'd love a like.
This message by GoGo on hold.
Melbourne Bird Veterinary Clinic is the place to be for all your avian needs. If your pet has a beak, feathers and wings, our expert veterinarians are here for you. One of our friendly team will be with you in just a moment.
Are you still there?
Yeah.
Yep, so I've either got, so for, she's not working this weekend, but I've got the weekend of the 16th, so Saturday the 16th, or I've got Saturday the 30th.
That's not good. That's my husband's 60th. Let's do the 16th.
Yep, sure. I could do, You think it needs a beak trim as well, did you say?
Oh, no, not a trim. He's got an issue with his feet.
So you'd like
Another bird bit him when he was little and the vet just checks him every now and then. He had a bit of issue or a couple of months ago, and she said to come back for a follow-up. So
okay,
that too. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. So on that Saturday, I've got 9, 9:30, 10, 11, or 11:30.
Let's do 9. No, I'm up.
Sure. Get it over and done with. What was your name, sorry?
Linda Reed.
Oh, yes, here we go. Is it Peppy? Peppy? Okay.
Yeah.
I'll pop that in, so that will be Pat.
And hopefully I'll have some follow-up with this pigeon by then.
Yeah. So we check. All right. That's booked in for 9 o'clock on the 16th.
Perfect. Thank you so much for that.
See you then.
Appreciate your help as well. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.